This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, not to forget about our security guards and our United States Coast Guard for the job you do keeping America free and safe. Now, let's not forget the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the warehouse and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting out the mail to get you your mail today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I want to play a little short clip. It's like 14 seconds long, and it's the foreign minister of Iran, and this developed into a threat. So let's just listen to what he said here through an interpreter.
The United States has declared an economic war against the Islamic Republic, and this war presents a real danger to the world and the international order.
So, the Iranian foreign minister went on to say and told residents of the United States and our president and our administration, don't expect to stay safe. What's that all about?
Well, good question, but you know, he's been visiting the United States to the pro-Iranian lobby and whatnot, so I'm not the least bit concerned by a long stretch, but, you know, I think he is, he's showing some desperation of the Islamic Republic, and that is part and parcel of the work that has been going on with John Bolton and Mike Pompeo.
Now, the Department of Justice yesterday came to some sort of agreement to provide some of the Mueller evidence to Jerry Nadler and his committee, and at the same time they also said they were going to shed more light on the targets of the campaign surveillance abuse probe, as well as investigating what went on with the foreign intelligence agencies from foreign countries.
Correct.
So my question is, what is it they're looking at and what should we expect?
Well, we don't have any real expectations. You know, AG Barr is only going to let loose what evidence that Mueller used that he thinks it's appropriate for the Nadler operation to have their hands on. But what you have to understand the sequence of events, because the vote to put AG Barr and former White House lawyer Don McGahn in contempt was suspended because AG Barr said, "Sure, you know, we'll give you a little bit of evidence, but we're not going to give you everything, so don't expect it. But in the meantime, Nadler had asked the Department of Justice, what is the work of John Durham and his team? So, A.G. Barr had his deputy respond to Nadler in a letter. And essentially what is really happening here is the fact that Durham has essentially been assigned to be yet another Robert Mueller. And he wasn't messing around. And I believe that that letter that Nadler got from the Department of Justice put Nadler in his place. So it will be quite fascinating. Durham is still operating as the, you know, operating for Connecticut, but he's running an entire team out of the Department of Justice, and they've been given specific office space to do that. And, you know, he gave Nadler just enough to pretty much say, you know, you guys are on notice. If you want to go down this path, that's fine, but I'm going to tell you something. You're going to end up with more than what you really asked for in this fight. So.
Well, there you go, and there's no surprise there, and it's a good thing. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from PowdersCode.com. And very quickly before we go to break, the president is defending his Mexican deal, avoiding the tariffs. There's a lot of Democrats that are saying, oh, well, you didn't get such a great deal, but a deal is a deal is a deal, the way I look at it.
Well, Mexico, I mean, the fact of having the National Guard was not a new item. Their National Guard was really not a new item. It was brought up going back to when Kirstjen Nielsen was Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. But that doesn't mean that Mexico was stepping up and doing it. Now they clearly are. They also, again, have frozen those bank accounts of several entities. They began arresting those that are on the beast train. So they've literally stepped up and started doing the work. Now, Trump looked at his 11-page, essentially an executive order yesterday. There is a 90-day measurement, but actually there's a 45-day measurement.
Okay, hold that thought. Going to break. I'll be right back, folks, for more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they are all members of the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they know that for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense in the case you need it, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself, because the last person standing is the first person law enforcement is going to look at, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. So go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. And when you do that, you'll see an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. It changes every day at midnight. So sign up for that. We want to announce somebody on the show winning it. You can't win it if you don't sign up for it, so do that. And then look at the three levels of membership they have with the USCCA, where you will get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member of the USCCA. Some great stuff there, some gear from the USCCA, as well as some videotapes and different amenities there. And that Concealed Carry magazine, award-winning, which also gives you information in there and discounts on things pertaining to guns, ammunition, hunting, fishing, camping, and RVing. So that's the USCCA logo link on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, a few years ago, a couple years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, Kim Jong-un and his half-brother, there had been some rumors about what had happened. He was killed and injected with some sort of poison or whatnot at an airport by a couple of women assailants. And we now find out, from a report that just was released yesterday, that the half-brother was a CIA informant. So, Denise Simon, what's going on there?
Yeah, he was a CIA asset. He had met with the CIA several times. And he was actually connected, he was in the circle of CIA operatives, all things Kim Jong-un, leading up to the first summit. Back in March of this year, I wrote about a organization called the Chilima Civil Defense Group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a group of former North Koreans, otherwise known as dissidents, that had broken into the North Korean embassy in Madrid. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe there was a former U.S. Marine that was part of that, too. So this just shows some of the work that the CIA does in order to gather intelligence and build files on rogue people and rogue nations. How it necessarily came out that the brother-in-law was a CIA asset, I don't know, but that's okay. I mean, someone could necessarily assume that that would have been the case anyway.
Now, I'm not sure how this happened or what this is all about, but the images of some travelers have been stolen in a data breach from the Customs and Border Protection Agency, if you will. What the heck happened there?
Customs and Border Patrol uses a third-party company, like a contractor, where they take license plate images and traveler images, and, you know, they store it. Apparently this was about 100,000. It wasn't a big, huge breach. It happened, or at least we learned about it on May 31st. But, apparently there was some kind of, cyber breach into the subcontractor. So passports, travel documents were not compromised, but just the photos of travelers and their license plates. This was partially a Microsoft Word document. So it's not a very big deal, except that again we are in a situation where government is not necessarily protected against cyber attacks, but we need to be checking our contractors, too.
Now, yesterday, about the time we were going off the air, and I think you and I had already talked, there was a story that was coming in about Mali. There was a report of numerous injuries and possibly deaths. Wasn't sure exactly what it was, and then it came out later as being some sort of terrorist attack. I don't know who claimed credit for it, if anybody has. But I believe now the death toll on that is all up to over 100. Is that right?
Yes, clearly over 100. This happened in a place called the Dogon Village. It was really a massacre, if you will, that's, its purpose is to decentralize the, central Mali government. Now, we have this cat, Yusuf Taloba, who leads the Dogon militia, known as, Ambasugu. He has denied that his fighters had carried this out, this attack, but I would be very careful to see if we would even accept that denial. But this particular Islamic militia has been implicated already in several other deadly attacks, and I think that Mali is still going through an awful lot of unrest because of these groups. But I think we're leaving a lot of the conflict and the stabilization of Mali to France. We're certainly part of that, but not as much as I think France is.
Okay. There was a report yesterday from the Centers for Disease Control that the U.S. now has suffered its worst measles outbreak in a quarter century, with the record measles outbreak cases going well over 1,000. It's doubled in the last 4 months, and it looks like it's going to double again in the upcoming 4 months. This is all due in part to the illegals that have come into the country that haven't been vaccinated for this.
Well, the measles outbreak is due to the false information that went out there about vaccinations, and they specifically targeted the Jewish community in Brooklyn, New York. Again, it was false information. Russia actually started all this a couple of years ago, too, by planting disinformation. So the measles thing, I think, is getting under somewhat, they've kind of figured out where the genesis of all of it is, but now they're trying to level some of these things out. But what came out, too, was that it had, some of these measles cases had gone all the way to Utah, where it was, a lot of it was confined to the, you know, Eastern time zone, but now it has spread to Utah. Well, I think what you're referring to as far as the illegals is the Ebola issue. We have quite the number of migrants coming to, crossing our southern border from the Congo. And the Congo has been affected by an outbreak of Ebola, and that's where the CDC has stepped in and is trying to raise the warning flag here. Now, remember, under the Obama administration, when we saw that we had this Ebola outbreak, we were sending all kinds of assets, including military, to deal with that Ebola outbreak. Well, we had some people that actually ended up here in the United States. I think we had one in Houston. They had to almost like quarantine the whole hospital and whatnot. But yet the Democrats are not even, you know, they're freaking out over a lot of things, but they're not freaking out over the possibility of Ebola, coming in through our southern border. And we are. So, I think in all these town halls, we ought to be challenging some of these Democrat presidential candidates on this very topic.
And yesterday in New York City, an unfortunate helicopter crash on top of the 54th floor of one of the buildings downtown and overlooking Times Square. And the pilot, who was a retired fire chief, tried to set it down. He had warned that he needed to touch down on top of a building. Brought back memories of 9/11, didn't it?
It did. A lot of people were freaked out about that very thing.
All righty. Well, we got to let you go because here comes the music in my ear, and that means we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel. So have a great day.
See ya.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some extremely scary moments in Manhattan invoking memories of 9/11 with the initial report of an aircraft hitting a building. This incident involving a helicopter appears to be an accident, possibly caused by bad weather. The pilot crashing and landing on the roof of a 54-story building. The New York City Fire Commissioner telling reporters,
"The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe."
Now, the pilot killed at the top of the New York City skyscraper, which is just blocks from Radio City Music Hall in Times Square. Weather at the time, rainy and foggy, no one else hurt.
There were no other injuries that we know of to anyone in the building or on the ground, and I wanted to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Career and your paycheck too, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, indeed. And remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. And they have the other one right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, the thing is, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, your chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion, you're not happy doing what you're doing, come on over and check out the National Aviation Academy. If you just graduated from high school, not sure what you want to do, come on over, check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can check them out online. Schedule a tour at one of their locations. NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll open the door wide open for you. Now, the Army, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but at the ceremony last week for D-Day over in Europe, in Normandy, the Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley donned the service's new Army Greens uniform during that event, honoring the 75th anniversary of Operation Overlord. It was a pretty sharp-looking uniform. I saw a picture of it. I didn't notice it myself off the bat because I wasn't looking for that. I was watching the World War II veterans and very curious to hear what they had to say. Now, Fort Carson in Colorado says that they are working to improve housing at the Colorado military installation after a report documented poor maintenance and squalid conditions, to say the least, after many, many, many housing complaints there at the base. So the Army's trying to turn that ship around very quickly. By the way, the Army's going to test new extreme cold weather gear next year. U.S. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. Gone are the old long underwear, the woolies. I used to call them, put your woolies on. I can remember my grandmother saying that. And by the way, we told you in the last hour, talking about it with Denise Simon, that the first female general officer to command a infantry division, California's 40th Infantry Division, was named, making a milestone for women who are serving in combat units. Also, the Navy is shaking up its forward-deployed flotilla over in Spain. 8 U.S. Navy warships and a California helicopter squadron have been tabbed for home port shifts over the next 3 years. They're going to be moving out of where they're at over there to other places. We'll see where the other places are. And a massive U.S.-led NATO and European partner exercise is kicking off near Russia in the Baltic Sea and led by the Norfolk, Virginia-based U.S. Second Fleet. Undergoing right now, it's called Baltops 2019. By the way, the Air Force, an enlisted doctor airman with a PhD, earned her commission. Until last month, former Airman First Class Cynthia Sroll had been had a patient to her name, 2 books she authored, a resume full of academic and technical expertise, and a PhD in analytical chemistry. But there was one thing that she'd widely accomplished that she didn't have, and that was her commission as an Air Force officer. So got her once she got her PhD, and she is now an officer in the United States Air Force. Congratulations to Cynthia Schroll. A Japanese high court awarded more than $7 million to people living near the Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo as compensation for aircraft noise, but rejected their demand to restrict flight operations at the base. They're still flying over the areas where the noise has been complained about to begin with. A mid-air fire forced a Marine CH-53E based out of Miramar Air Station in California to make an emergency landing due to an in-flight flyer last week. Just finding out about that. By the way, the National Guard, the same chemical compounds that have tainted drinking water wells in Tucson's south side to Marana have been found polluting groundwater underneath the Air National Guard base adjoining Tucson International Airport. We're now finding out. Marines are being taken to clean up that mess right now. And when the 30th Armored Brigade Combat Team arrives in California for training later this month, its tanks and other vehicles will be there waiting for them as the National Guard has taken the train with the tanks from Fort Bragg to Irwin, California. Not uncommon to see that. Used to see lots of trains out there out west with the tanks on when they were sending them to Vietnam when we were in the area for a while. By the way, 75 years ago, as the largest seaborne invasion in history was underway on the beaches of Normandy, France, a group of 60 U.S. Coast Guard patrol boats waved through the water, dodging enemy fire, and rescued injured Allied soldiers. One of those Coast Guard cutters is being restored by a Seattle King County couple. And kudos to them for doing that. I can't wait to see what happens when they get done restoring that boat. It ought to be something to see. And we mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. The United States Coast Guard cutter Hamilton and their crew offloaded 26,000 pounds of seized cocaine and 1,500 pounds of seized marijuana on June the 5th at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And kudos to the Coast Guard for doing that. Kudos to the Coast Guard. By the way, Raytheon and United Technologies are reportedly close to a merger of the two companies, with a resulting company likely to emerge as the second largest defense contractor in the world, which is probably why they're doing that. And Belarus unveiled an upgraded Polonez MMRL system. The Belarusian Armed Forces have begun receiving the upgraded Polonex M multiple launch rocket system, which will make them a formidable force with what they have to offer. By the way, the Government Accountability Office has a recommendation for Immigration and Customs Enforcement that is check to see whether the people it picks up are military veterans before kicking them out of the country. Veterans have been deported without checking their service status lately by ICE. They're getting really gung-ho, and unfortunately when they do that, they've made a mistake, which has to be worked out on the other end of things as the service goes to get them to bring them back again. By the way, more than 53,000 disabled veterans may be owed refunds totaling about $189 million in home loan fees that they were incorrectly charged by the Department of Veterans Affairs, according to estimates from the VA Inspector General in a report issued on the 75th anniversary of D-Day. If you think that you may be one of these veterans, contact the VA home loan section to find out. If you have a VA home loan, check with them. And good morning to you, Mr. Keith. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Keith Marsh will be in the house here next hour at the bottom of the hour from the Freedom Boat Club. And looking forward to talking to him and hearing what they have to offer now, because Freedom Boat Club is not your average boat club anymore. They've really grown by leaps and bounds. All righty, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and right now I'm going to tell you this portion of the show. My conversation with Chris Markowski is being brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S Family Automotive. Google them, look them up online, mossfamilyautomotive.com. Because now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family Inventory. You can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. Now, if you want a Chevy, go to mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. If you want a Nissan, go to mossnissan.com/free credit check. And by the way, on my Facebook pages, I've got the Moss Nissan free credit check logo link right there with a logo picture to be able to click on, and you go right there too. Now, the Moss Family Automotive Group features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the original home of You Serve, You Save. It's a program that saves all active duty military and veterans plus first responders a ton of money 24/7, 365. Doesn't just have to be a veteran's holiday to do it. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down with no payments for 6 months with your approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check or MossNissan.com/free credit check and tell them the captain sent you. Well, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Hello?
I'm right here. Good morning.
Hey, there you are. Oh.
Nope, I'm here. I'm right here. Go ahead. I just said good morning. You said good morning back. Okay, let's get started with the poll that's out there, which I really got a problem with this one. 4 in 10 Americans say they prefer living in a socialist country, and this comes from people between the ages of 18 and 54.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I got to see what the actual question was in the poll in regards to these things. Sometimes they end up being various different push polls. People, you know, actually believe that. And with it, obviously, we got a country that doesn't have very bright people. You take a look at what's going on in Venezuela. Do you know what's a luxury right now? An extreme luxury in Venezuela right now? Showers. Showers are a luxury. That's how bad it is.
Wow. Holy cow and holy smokes. And I know that the water is also being contaminated over there, amongst other things. And I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And Venezuela is a problem that's just not going to go away. Although Venezuela, I think last week, and Maduro finally gave them permission to go over into Colombia to get medical supplies and food and bring it back into his country.
Well, they most certainly need help with something. Yeah, the people are in dire, dire situations. Complete lack of food, medicine. People are dying. What are we supposed to do in this situation? You know, as well, man, I spent some time this past weekend reading various different accounts of what's taking place in Central America and how bad it is there as well, especially for women. Just the instance of sexual abuse and rape and what goes on, women and young girls being raped and having kids 10, 11, 12 years old, just how bad it is there. And it makes you understand why all of these people want to leave. My point is that, you know, all these things are going on. We have these various different international groups like the United Nations and others. At what point in time does somebody step in and say, you know what? We've got to make these countries turn in the keys because they're not handling their countries properly. I don't think we're going to see any slowing of people wanting to get out of those countries because the conditions are so bad. They've kind of figured it out. I mean, obviously it might slow to some degree. Mexico's now helping out, but until the conditions on the ground there improve, what are we going to do? And the funny thing is we can't be the ones to do it. Some of their neighbors have to do it. Mexico's going to have to do it. Colombia, which has been a tremendous success story after we stepped in and we've helped that country out. Obviously we helped them out somewhat militarily and going after some of the drug lords down there, but it's been the economic development within that country that has really turned that place around. We've got to come up with a way and utilizing other stronger Central and South American countries to improve these countries, because I don't see any stopping these people from continuing to flow this direction.
All right, and folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Of course, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. Now, the president yesterday, Chris, was complaining that companies like Google, like Facebook, like Twitter, like Yahoo, the different social media sites, the antitrust issues that were going on there, that it was worth exploring to find out what they could do. I don't know what it is they want to do, but certainly they've got a lock on things.
Listen, yeah, yesterday Donald Trump appeared. I was doing my morning workout, and they had somebody on from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on, and he called in. Donald Trump called into the program because the guy from the U.S. Chamber was blasting tariffs. Donald Trump came on and blasted him. It was kind of an amazing thing. It was a great interview yesterday, and they touched briefly on antitrust stuff, including the big defense deal that's in the works as well. Donald Trump kind of was a little bit kind of like a step off in regards to the whole big tech antitrust discussions that are taking place right now. And I think that's a smart move. I do think that something needs to be done. There's the Robert Bork standard, where Robert Bork basically said that antitrust should be about whether or not the consumer is harmed. Now, all of these various different tech companies, people use them. They give away quote unquote free stuff. And that's great. I mean, people say, okay, I can use Google, but I can also use Google email, and that's free, and Google pages, and all these other different things and services that they offer. The issue is, and I have as well, is when you become so dominant is that you squeeze out any sort of competition. And competition breeds excellence. We're only going to continue to grow and have better products if people are able to compete as well. And to me, that's what needs to be focused on. You take a look at Amazon. Amazon is a marketplace. But now Amazon as well is getting involved in rolling out its own products and putting them on that marketplace, and they can undercut the prices of other things and sell things at a loss and survive because it's on their marketplace. So they can direct people to those products. Is that okay? These are the questions that need to be, we all need to ask, and we all need to get our arms around. To me, it's not just about cheaper stuff or free stuff. It's also about competition, which is inherent. You want to have a successful economy, a capitalist system.
Right. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, Chris, you're talking about the president calling into the Squawk Box, CNBC Squawk Box with Joe Kernan. And I've got a little short clip here. I think this is what you're talking about. This is what he had to say.
People haven't used tariffs, but tariffs are a beautiful thing when you're the piggy bank, when you have all the money. Everyone's trying to get our money. China, and the China deal's going to work out. You know why? Because of tariffs. Because right now China is getting absolutely decimated by companies that are leaving China, going to other countries, including our own, because they don't want to pay the tariffs. And China will, in my opinion, based on a lot of facts and a lot of knowledge, China's going to make a deal because they're going to have to make a deal.
What do you think?
Yes, that was part of the interview yesterday when they were talking about tariffs. And I find the thing kind of extraordinary. I don't know about you, Matt, but you had Donald Trump with a big win in regards to utilizing tariffs or the threat of tariffs and Mexico. And yes, you made the point yesterday as well that Mexico's doing more to stop illegal immigration than Congress is at this point in time. He won. He's spot on. Everybody, he won. He got a complete win in regards to what he was trying to do. And then you first had the media say, oh, no, this was in the works and this is old news. You had Nancy Pelosi come up this past weekend and said, we won, but we didn't win because she didn't like the use of tariffs. Honestly, it's at this point in time, it's kind of silly and it's kind of ridiculous. We got to win when it comes to tariffs right now, and people don't even know how to react to it. Sometimes it's kind of sad. We kind of live in a world where, we can't accept that, somebody's actually trying to do something great for the country and make things better. And when it works out, we have to deride it. I mean, that's pretty pathetic if you ask me.
All right. Here comes the music in my ear. We'll have to talk to you tomorrow morning. So you go ahead and have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check him out. And I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.